it's getting a little more difficult because it's very steep. Certain areas you see hole in the ground, so be careful. And we go all the way down to the area where Mary Magdalene, Russian Church with the golden leaf, and Gethsemane, there we'll stop.
Hanging in
big poster of Jerusalem for $1. You can thank all explanation. $1 of poster is $1. 30 postcards, $5. This camera is getting back.
Anybody want to buy the star? $4, $10, guys. $4 for $10.
How much is it going?
Anybody want to buy the heads? 5 heads, $10. Jerusalem heads. Anybody want to buy, guys?
I'm just going to lean on your shoulders so that I don't slip going down. That's all. It's going to be worse. Oh, yeah.
So it's all there, it's just that it's all covered up by other stuff pretty much almost everywhere. The sites are all still there. It's just they point to a building and they say underneath this one. And
40 feet.
Yeah, 40 feet. Yeah,
that gate is actually, the real gate is 40 feet down from there.
The actual opening or the actual gate, the real gate. Because that gate was rebuilt. Is that rebuilt? Or
well, it was. Yeah. So there's 2 gates there. One to see and one to
know. Mm-hmm. And that's in the Muslim quarter.
Uh huh. There's a mosque right on the other side of it.
Is making me more and more a believer in the Joel Osteen view of Christianity. Well, in this sense, I think you have the perfect tripartite view of how Christ's message has been interpreted.
Hold on.
I know, Madame. Mommy, $1,
$1 for it. On that donkey, Jesus. Mistaken, Christ has forgiven me for my sins, and therefore I don't think I'm supposed to carry them around as feeling guilty all the time, or even be motivated by it necessarily. That's the main line. And then the third is the modern spirit, the person who's trying to be led by the Lord, trades. And what I'm saying is, when you look at those three, Joel Osteen is actually closer to where we're at in terms of heart. Okay? Not in terms, I'm not speaking of what I was saying to Betty as I was saying, you know, one thing this trip is I'm becoming of the view that I'm actually becoming closer to the Joel Osteen view of what it means to be a Christian. A little bit closer. Because when you look at this, you go, you know what? Where are we on this spectrum? So that's my I mean, I'm not saying you're never going to hear me say that I think his doctrine is complete. I do not believe it.
Whoa, be careful this one.
Whoa, that was God got me out of that hole. No, I'm serious.
You okay, baby?
Yeah. The lower you get, the more you get a sense that this really is a valley and that really is a high hill here. Place around here. You notice that?
You must be a world traveler.
Jim's like, oh gosh, what have I done?
Sunday, and we're just trying to make our way between the different walls of the different denomination. It used to be out in the open. Last year we did Palm Sunday. There were so many people here. By the time that we were, I always try to be ahead of the group, you know that. By the time that we were there, you cannot go through the Eastern Gate because it's sealed. So you go through the St. Stephen's Gate. We were there, the last one did not leave yet, the church we started today. That just to show you the crowd and how it's growing. I must tell you that last year, and I won't do it often, maybe every 10 years, I did the whole Holy Week. And that was an experience that I really, really appreciate. It was amazing. And one of the things that really touched my heart is that there were people from all over the world. And that's the way it was, Passover. So when you think about Palm Sunday, it was crowded. And when you think about Jesus in Gethsemane, it was the only quiet time that he went to a house that belonged to somebody that he must knew, and that was the only quiet time before and after. And when the centurion came, where the Judah tried to think about the crowd that came after. And if you remember, okay, just let him go. Go ahead. We'll clear the way for you.
Thank you. Just like in high school. Did I say that? Just the same one.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Logan, Ohio. We've got Ohioans here today. Kansas. Tennessee. Seymour, Texas. We've got some Texans. Yeah.
So try to imagine, and I have an idea, and tell me if it's okay with you. When we go to the Church of Gethsemane, it's very crowded. Not only is it crowded, you don't get the feel of being alone in the garden, and this church is under construction. There's a garden next door that I would prefer to go to, but the church, they ask for a donation. I don't think I brought, and if you want, just you give us a plastic bag, just once. So, no, don't give it to me. No, not to me.
You can buy it from me.
I know.
It will cost you an extra speech.
Oh. So, what I would like to do is, I will explain to you the Church of Gethsemane. We will go by, won't spend, if it's okay with you, too much time, and then we'll go into this garden. We'll share some thought, and I would like to give you quiet time to think about and reflect on all the things that you've done this morning before going to the Last Supper room, okay? When you see all these olive trees, what's unique about the olive, and by the way, I did a lot of work myself with the olive. It's hard because it smells. Even the wood itself has the smell. And it gets the character as older as it is. And it never has rings as other wood or trees would have according to the season. That's why it goes in different ways. You can feel like it's hollow in the center. And as the prophet Isaiah said, you can try and burn and kill an olive tree, but you never kill it. It will always grow again. It will always have a new netzer, and that compared to the Jewish nation. So this is what you see. If you look at this one, or you look at that one, I love this one right here. Look at the crooked one further there and the one there. How many times they cut them and they grew again. When you go into the church, remember we're going to have more time in the garden. Each dome represents one of the nations, and that's why it's called Church of All Nations. The windows are alabaster stone, and when you go inside, it was built by Baluzzi. When you go inside, you'll see that he built it right over another church. There's a rock of agony in the center, the betrayal kiss of Judah, the right mosaic, the middle one, Jesus in agony, and the one to the left is the betrayal kiss of Judah. And then when you go inside, in various places you see glass underneath the original floor, and around the rock there's a crown of thorns and thorns bed, birds. Let's go and see the church first and then go to the garden. This is the Church of